بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. In order, Ikhwan, to convey something from that which our Sheikh mentioned from those magnificent words, Ikhwan, of guidance and of khair, our Sheikh began by mentioning and giving the salutations to the brothers who are present. And he mentioned that indeed it is from the things that call to happiness and bring happiness to an individual that we should come together on the lights of this day, and that we should make mention of some of the things that are wajib and compulsory upon us, the gathering of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the gathering of Ahlul Hadith wal Athar, those who follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his companions, ridwanullahi alayhim, follow the A'immatul Huda, and the great imams of guidance with ilm and with sidq and with truthfulness. He mentions, oh my brothers, indeed in this time we find that we are faced with a number of attacks. There are a number of violent attacks that are coming to us against the people of Islam and the people of the Sunnah. The first of those attacks, he mentions, that which comes to us from the people of kufr, yani the people of disbelief, whether it be the kuffar al-asliyin, the likes of the Yahud and the Nasara, or the mushrikeen, the people of shirk, or the munafiqeen upon their varying types. Then these attacks that have come to us and upon Ahlul Islam in this time is something that is clear and apparent for any individual, and no aqil, no person with intellect will deny and will reject the fact that we are being attacked without doubt. But that which is upon us is that we turn towards the people of knowledge. That which is upon us and upon the people of Islam is that first and foremost the people of knowledge, they defend Islam if one has knowledge and possesses knowledge. But if a person does not possess knowledge, then there is no doubt that his heart will receive grief and will feel harm from that which he sees from the attack against the deen of al-Islam and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person should not proceed upon any action or any statement until he asks the people of knowledge, until he is acquainted with that and with that which they advise. For indeed they are the inheritors of the Anbiya. He mentioned the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ulama warathatul anbiya, that indeed the ulama, the scholars, are the inheritors of the prophets. And the prophets do not leave as inheritance dinars or dirham, rather they leave ilm. Whosoever takes it, then they take a great portion. So it is imperative and compulsory that we ask the people of knowledge, acting upon in that regard and fulfilling the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَاعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Have knowledge that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and then seek forgiveness for one's sins. So Allah Azza wa Jal commands us with knowledge, and thus we turn to the people of knowledge. So if we have ilm, then we amil. إِذَا عَلِمْ عَمِلْ. If he has knowledge, then he acts. And his actions are based upon this tahqiq and this fulfillment and this thorough, rigorous method, yani, of returning back to the people of knowledge and ascertaining what is correct before we act. And so this action then is one that is correct and is upon sawab. And he follows in that regard the correct path and the correct tariq. The tariq and the path that leads to fruit and to the fruits that are desired and are praiseworthy. And therefore, if a person does so, there will be great benefit that will come from him. And that is because of the fact that he has carried out and fulfilled the likes of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal and the likes of that which is present in the following hadith, and that is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned, should they have not asked if they were ignorant? Indeed, the cure for ignorance is to ask. And so he mentioned, therefore, the gathering of the Muslims, therefore, those who do not have ilm should not proceed upon action except after asking. They should not proceed upon action except after asking. And when they ask those who have amana, those who are trustworthy, those who are upright and known for their truthfulness, and those who one is secure with that which comes from them when he returns his questions to them. And then he mentioned that indeed this is the first form of attack that we find, and that first form of attack that we face, and that is the attack that comes to us from the kuffar. And as we mentioned, the cure for that attack is not that we return back to awatif and to desires and to emotions, rather that we return in that regard back to what we have mentioned, and that is to knowledge. The second form of attack, or the second type of hujum, or the attack upon us, is the attack that comes to us from the people of innovation with its differing types and with their differing types. He said this second hujum and the second attack is the attack that comes to us first and foremost from the people of desires, from those individuals who attack Islam and attack the Sunnah from the people of Ahwa and from the people of desires. And they attack that which has come to us from the companions, Ridwanullah alayhim, and they attack Ikhwan, the people of Islam. They and their companions, and they are of two types. The first type are the people of Bid'ah al-Ma'rufun, the people of innovation who are well known, many of the well known groups of innovation. And he mentions as examples of them the likes of the Rafida, yani the Shia, the likes of the Khawarij, the likes of the Jahmiya, the likes of the Qadariya, the Murji'a, and likewise he mentioned similarly the Sufiya with their varying factions and their varying sects. All of them fight and attack Islam and its people, whether they realize it or not, that they fight and they attack the Sunnah and its people. So Ahlul Sunnah, who know of them, then their affair is clear to the people of Sunnah. But what is upon the people of Sunnah is that they arm themselves with the armory and with the weaponry of ilm and the Sunnah. That they arm themselves with knowledge and the Sunnah. And that which has come from them, therefore, is fought against with knowledge and with ilm and with the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no doubt, he mentioned that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon, that we similarly arm ourselves with their understanding, for indeed these were the choice ones among this ummah, the choice individuals fulfilling that which that which they were commanded from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so one clings to that, and this continues to be the case, that they or we receive and we take that which has come to them, and that which was conveyed to them, that we take that and we continue to act upon that to this very day. For indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Yawm, today have I completed for you your religion and perfected my favors upon you and made Islam the religion for you. And so whosoever innovates in the religion of Allah, then he by way of the tongue or his statement, lisan al-hal, which is a statement of his condition. It may not necessarily be a literal statement, but his state utters the fact that he claims that Islam is incomplete. He claims that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left something, and it is completed by way of this innovation of his. So it is a must that a person acquaint himself with the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the likes of that which has been conveyed to us and passed down to us from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by way of that, one is able to make radd and to refute the likes of the Khawarij, the likes of the Jahmiya, the likes of the Sufiya, the Rafida, and Ahlul Bid'ati wal Ahwa, the people of desires, by way of arming yourself with the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with ilm. And then he mentions that there is another form of attack that comes to us from the people of Bid'ah. And it is a form of attack that we need to be aware of and cautious of. And it is greater than the attack that comes to us from Ahlul Bid'ah al-Zahireen, from the apparent people of innovation. And that is the attack that comes to us. He mentions that this attack, just as the people of Bid'ah, that the people of Bid'ah, they attack the people of Islam, and their harm is apparent to the people and upon the people of Islam. But this second category, who affiliate themselves and attribute themselves to the Sunnah, while in actuality they fight against the people of Sunnah in the name of the Sunnah, and they are ashad, they are harsher than the people or the apparent people of innovation. And he mentions that they are those who affiliate themselves with the Sunnah. They are those who affiliate themselves to the Sunnah. And we have to be extremely cautious and aware of them. And so he said that this second type of individual then, those who attribute themselves to the Sunnah while they fight against the Sunnah and its people, he said that these individuals will find them seeking excuses for the people of innovation. That they make excuses for the people of innovation and they defend them. So you'll find them defending those individuals, for example, who call to muzaharat, who call to protesting. And you'll find them defending those individuals who call or who claim or who call to the unity of the religions. Or you'll find another from them defending those who claim that the sunnah, that is, or the ahad, the ahadith al-ahad, that they establish nothing other than conjecture, and true or certain knowledge is not taken from that. And they will claim that that is the statement and the position of the jamahir al-ulama, the majority of the ulama, and they are liars. For indeed it is nothing but the position of the jamahir or the majority of ahlul bid'ati wa balala. He mentions that it is ahlul bid'ati wa balala that claim that the ahadith al-ahad yufid al-dhan. The ahadith al-ahad indicate nothing but conjecture. That the most that we can take from it is that which is based upon conjecture and uncertain. And that is a statement of nothing but the people of innovation. He mentions that here we have, and then he mentions some lines of poetry establishing the fact that the ahadith al-ahad, that they establish ilm. That ilm is obtained from certain true knowledge is obtained from it, and that they indicate the necessity of action upon them. He said, so we find then today the likes of these individuals defending people who make these claims and then claiming that they are defending or giving excuses to the people of Islam. He mentions that at the same time, you will find these individuals being harsh against the people of Sunnah, being harsh against the people of Sunnah. And so you find them with the people of Sunnah, harsh. I'm referring to them as mutashaddid. While with the people of innovation, you will find them being hayyin and layyin. You will find them being soft and easygoing with them. And so you'll find that they claim or they defend, for example, those who praise this so-called Rabi' al-Arab, Rabi' al-Arabi, or this Arab Spring. And that they defend those who praise it. The likes of Ali al-Halabi, who defends Muhammad Hassan, the one who calls and calls to this Arab Spring and to protesting and other than that. He said, so you will find that they become in fact angry for the people of bid'ah, angry for the people of innovation, against the people of Sunnah. So where is the Sunnah with these people? Where is the Sunnah as it relates to this category of individual? And so you should be aware of them, because they are worse upon the people of Sunnah than Ahlul Bid'ah of Zahireen. They are worse upon the people of Sunnah than Ahlul Bid'ah of Zahireen, than the apparent people of innovation. Ya'ani the Rafidah, the Sufiyah, and so on. They are worse than those apparent people of innovation. So he said, Allah, Allah, ya'ani be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it relates to following the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tariqah salafiyah, or the path of salafiyah. And it is no doubt this path that has come to us from the salaf of this ummah ridwanallahi alayhim, the salafi ikhwan and the great scholars of the salaf, the likes of Hassan al-Basri, the likes of al-Imam al-Zuhri, the likes of Hamad bin Salama, the likes of Hamad bin Zaid, the likes of Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan bin Uyayna, the likes of Yahya bin Ma'in, the likes of Imam Ahmad, the likes of Ali ibn al-Madini, the likes of Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam al-Tirmidhi, Imam al-Khalal, the likes of Imam al-Ajurri, the likes of Ibn Abi Asim, the likes of Qawam al-Sunnah al-Asbahani, the likes of Khatib al-Baghdadi, and likewise Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, his student Ibn al-Qayyim, the likes of Imam al-Dhahabi, and then up until the era of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the likes of his offspring and his grandchildren, عبد الرحمن بن حسن ابن محمد بن عبد الوهاب، the likes of عبد اللطيف بن عبد الرحمن بن حسن، the likes of عبد الله بن عبد اللطيف، the likes of سليمان بن صحمان، the likes إخوانا these scholars, the great scholars of our time, شيخ الإسلام عبد العزيز بن باز، the likes of شيخ الألباني شيخ بن عثيمين. He said that these individuals, you did not find them being quiet about innovation and bid'ah. You did not find them remaining silent about that. Rather, you find them doing nothing but refuting and clarifying that to the people and highlighting to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making that apparent to them. And their kutub, their books are an evidence of that. Those who claim that we're lying, then their books, هذه كتبهم, the Sheikh mentioned. This is their books present. Their books bear witness to the truthful nature of what we say and to the falsehood and the lies of that which these people claim, that these great scholars were not upon this. Rather, their kutub, our books, their books, bihamdillah, are in our hands. They are still present to this day. And any individual can return back to them and ascertain the truthful nature of what we say and the falsehood of what they claim about these great scholars. And so be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it relates to following the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and remaining upon that path. As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned, whoever from among you is going to follow something, then let him follow those who have died. For indeed those who are alive, one is not safe from the fitna that may come from them. And then he went on to praise the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they were the best in path, had the purest of hearts, those who Allah Azza wa Jal selected to be the companions of the messenger, of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so ascertain, and so acknowledge to them their rights and follow them upon their path. And so he mentioned similarly the fact that the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed us in a hadith, because when we're speaking about establishing a position and making claims, the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i, that the bayyina or the onus of proof is upon the one who makes a claim, and al-yameen ala man ankar, that the oath or the to take an oath is upon the one that refuses or rejects. And thus, ikhwan, the origin is that one returns back to their books and ascertains the truthful nature of that which we say and that which we claim here. Whoever makes a statement, then that statement, ikhwan, returns back to the evidence that is present within their actions. The evidence of their statements is present within their actions. If a person makes a claim, as Sheikh mentioned, for example, Salafi or what have you, claiming that these individuals are Salafi, then that which establishes the truthful nature of their claim is that which is present within their actions. That which is present within their actions. And so this is something that is plentiful from these individuals. But the evidence, ayyuhal ikhwa, for any individual in any time, and particularly in this asr and in this age, for those who claim salafiyah, claim to be upon the path of the salaf, then ikhwan, the evidence is in the actions that have come from those people. The burahin and the proof is in their actions. He said, so be aware, therefore, of these individuals who falsify and are deceptive in their methods. For indeed they are upon, or one is upon extreme danger as it relates to them. And their danger is worse upon the people of Islam, upon the people of Sunnah, is worse than the harm of the people of Bid'ah upon Ahlul Islam and the Sunnah. And then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon the haqq, firm upon the huda, firm upon the guidance until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.